this is a divine meeting, it's a divine appointment, it's a divine establishment. So as we call on our trusted fellowship, it's for us to remember to bring in this committee of excellence in all moments, in all orchestrations. So in other words, as we tune into our highest essence and truth, we're learning how to do this on a continuous basis. We're learning how to allow ourselves to override our past procedure. So in other words, our past procedure is really just doing things out of rote memory or out of fear-based maneuvers or beliefs or whatever it is. And so we're learning how to align with our divine counsel, with our divine orchestration. So when I say orchestration, I literally had Green Tara arrive. And so the orchestration, this is like high and mighty. In other words, the opportunities that we have to unfold in glorious measure. In other words, instead of it just being, let's just do another day, and we think we accomplished something in the linear, so it's sort of like, okay, that was successful. But glorious, like arrival and establishment, means that we're opening up to our destiny. So this means that everything can really go awry. I mean, just nothing goes as planned. And it's absolutely divinely perfect because you don't need things to go as planned. You don't need things to stay consistent with the old involvement. So when you get that nudge, when you get that push and pull, and it's like, all right, the way I was doing it is just sort of blowing up in my face, it's like, congratulations, because you're signaling your readiness, your higher awareness is coming to you and pressing upon you. So it's giving us new information of encouragement, new information of endowment. So you want to remember, it's like there's this new playbook. And so it may feel, the light is just so beautiful. It may feel a little, or you may feel a little scattered because it's, you're not functioning out of your old entitlement. And so you're trying to do that, but the energies aren't supporting it. And the energies are showing you, press, they keep saying this word, pressing upon you, pressing upon you. So what this really means is it's like there's this urgency, and not that you gotta be concerned, but pressing upon means you're being promoted. And when I say push, I don't mean like shoved. I mean press upon. So it's like you can just feel that there's another way of committing. There's another way of grooming yourself for self-mastery. There's another energy in attendance. So if you're doing something unconsciously and it's fear-based, and you just wouldn't even think not to because it's just how you've lived, you're gonna see that they're saying there's a welcome wagon. There is new information, new opportunity, new broad stroke glance. So it's gonna feel a little bit like being a teenager, going on your first date, on going to kindergarten class for the very first time. So it's that feeling of, I'm not 100% sure exactly how to do this. And this is where they're saying it gets sweet, because when we have the willingness to take that leap of faith and just jump into that new recognition, the old way is not being supported anymore. And there's this new entitlement. So this new entitlement is looking for our consensus. It's looking for our agreement. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't have to play by the old rule book. So we want to allow that, they're saying this secret treasure. So in other words, new involvements, new protocol, new establishment, and to really treat ourselves with love, because we are willing to stand out. And when I say stand out, it's like this energy. It's not that you feel self-conscious, but you feel like this is new. This is new. So it takes a little bit of courage to do it the new way, because you kind of hope it works, but you know you can't really go back. It's like there's no going back home. So here's the point. We've graduated into these new frequencies, into these new opportunities, and we're getting our feet wet. We're learning how to adjust to these, they're calling it overrides. But what it is we're overriding that past tendency, and we're doing it very, very quickly. And so that's where you get that push feeling, because you kind of feel like, you know, you're kind of even running out of the opportunity to not do it. And where it may feel like a little bit hurried, where it's good, but you're kind of like, am I going to be able to do this? Am I balancing? Am I okay? Am I going to fall? So the energies that are supporting us are helping us to come into agreement at last. They're helping us move into that new functionality, to that new consensus, to that new semblance, because this is what we deserve. This is what we're claiming. This is what we're entitled to. So as we receive these energies of light, they're helping us to step into our promotion. They're helping us to move into these new patterns, into these new sequencing, they're saying assertions. Because as you create that new pattern, as you create that new behavior, as you create that new entitlement, and so the behavior, you remember, goes, it's in sync with the feeling, with the thought. So the thought's gonna come first before the behavior shows up. So the thought's gonna be, what if I don't live in the fear? What if I just stay calm? What if I relax and just intuitively listen to what to do? So this is where we have these thoughts that are then going to establish the new pronouncement, the new override, the new establishment. So as we will receive these gifts, of, they're saying elation. Doesn't that sound nice? It sounds nice to me. Elation. These gifts of elation. That is to me like the sweetest sound, the sweetest energy you could ever imagine. Because these gifts of elation, it's like hallelujah, hallelujah, because we're opening ourselves up to our divine presence. So the energies that are here. So you want to remember this. When we have the courage to honor our divine presence, to follow our divine presence, to really change our thoughts, to really change our behavior, to really change our beliefs, think about all the gladness. Think about all the support. Because remember, what we succeed in doing here affects the multiverse. And it goes on and on and on in terms of its positive effects. So think how much divine counsel we are therefore entitled to. Think about that. So, and receive that. Most importantly, receive that. Relax into that. We're learning how to trust our true nature, our true entitlement, our true self. And we're going it alone. Now, we're not going it alone, of course, because we're surrounded by loveliness. But in terms of the body, in terms of the behavior, in terms of what comes out of our mouth, we're going it alone because we're the only one in physicality that has that new information. So that's where the support, they're saying, is like never ending. It's just ongoing and it's intense. It's really intense. It's intentionally so that we can find our placement, so that we can align with our divine purpose. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our true establishment, come upon your graciousness, come upon your accuracy. The accuracy has to do with your liftoff. The accuracy has to do with your divine nature. And that energy, that opportunity is just there to help you override. Now, sometimes, and they did the daily message, and I just haven't gotten it produced yet, but it was basically saying all this where, you know, finding our way is the objective. So that means if you're bumping into things, you're doing it, you know, trying out different measures on your way to success, this is establishing yourself with the higher heart, because you want to remember the motivation. So when we have the motivation to try it new, to test out the waters, whether it's 100% in accuracy or not, we can be slip sliding all over the place. And it's very important to understand that from an energy standpoint, it's success. It's success because we're learning how to stand out. So learning how to stand out is learning how to operate your own accuracy. My words would be your own energy field. We're learning how to be autonomous. We're learning how to leave like the pod, like leave mass consciousness, leave the matrix, and moving into our own discernment. And so remember, it's kind of like being a teenager again, like you're trying to find yourself, you're trying to find your energy, trying to find your divine source. So as we permit ourselves, as we permit ourselves in faith to go abroad, to stand out, to test the waters, we want to remember the protection that precedes us. Because remember, it's like we're glowing in light. If I could explain, just tuning in to everyone, you're glowing. You truly, truly are. And so you're learning how to receive that. You're learning how to abide by that. And you're learning how to fulfill that divine assertion. So how to align with it in all times, in all matters, in all ways. So again, the support that is with us. And again, to remember, having the willingness, well, there's your success. That's why the protection is there, because it's a given that we've got to practice, we've got to learn. So that's why the assurance of that protection, where, okay, she tried, he tried, let's help out. It's not like an outer helping out. It's our own courtesy. It's our own establishment. So in English, it's all us. In ways, what they're showing me right now, I don't even have words to put to it. It's like one of those things when you start experiencing it, you understand in ways words don't match. But this is, they're saying this is the guarantee. This is the guarantee. So guarantees sound pretty nice to me. So this is the guarantee. So it's like, as we self-promote, what happens is, because we're working with these higher frequencies, it's sort of like you just hit that frequency once, even though you've been all around, backwards and forwards, it's like you ring the bell. You ring the bell, and that little ding brings forth the excellence. So this is where, when they talk about the protection, it's sort of like you just give a little and you'll be responded to with a lot. I'll just say that's the best words I could put to that energy. So as we will receive this harvest, as we will receive this light, we do so with true memory. And true memory is remembering who we are, remembering ourselves to be gifted. And to be gifted is like gifted with that divine consent, gifted with that holy remembrance. And I've just got like a perfume of roses, and It's just, you know, we're bringing forth divine energy, essence. There's nothing more, oh my gosh, like I'm just falling in love with everyone. There's nothing more purposeful, nothing you could possibly be doing with your days, with your time, that is more relevant, more purposeful. And they're saying most practical. So they want us to leave with this. Practical in the sense, because remember, we're dropping separation, we're dropping duality. So you could create something through separation consciousness, or you can just step it up and hold that higher, remember that frequency, that just one time ringing that bell. And in one moment, you could bring through what it would take you, they're saying lifetimes. Well, they're going way further than I was going to. I was just gonna say like weeks. But they're saying lifetimes. It would take lifetimes to do what you can accomplish in that one moment. Okay, quite relevant indeed. So as we will receive this honoring, and again, we're being honored, we do so with our true consent, and consent is coming to love the self, appreciate the self, and understand your true worth and value. So let us pray, let us consent, let us agree, and let us receive our harvest. Let us pray. And again, we're agreeing to the overturn. Like in other words, moving into like turning the page, moving into these higher energies, these higher frequencies, and learning how to ride it, learning how to acclimate to it, learning how to respond to it. It makes me feel when I tune into the energy, like when I was learning horseback riding and suddenly the horse started galloping and I was kind of like, whoa, like seriously, whoa, like it was fun and exhilarating, but it was sort of like, where are the brakes? Where are the brakes? It went like a little bit too fast. Even though I liked it, it was before I was ready, or I thought I was ready. So that's how it feels. It's almost like finding your footing, but in a very, very, very good way. And they're showing me the death card. So again, this is not physical death. No one's dying, but they're saying dying by proxy. In other words, we're leaving our old timeline. We're leaving our old mental concepts. We're leaving our old framework. They're saying Godspeed, Godspeed. So it's available for us in a very quickened fashion, quicker than we realize, or we would realize. But some of us may be experiencing just how quick this is happening. All right, so.